Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. It might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Greetings, my friends, and welcome to Dog Posting, Dog Poet, transmitting the audio version of it with some video thrown in, and the Satellite Consul General's outpost on Earth of the transmission centers of the Sirius Cluster and the Arcturian Brotherhood, both of whom expend their love and hopes, extend, I suppose, to you during your sojourn here on this rather troubled planet. As you can see, we are now located in a new environment. It's early yet, so it's only 190 to 100 degrees, but this week is supposed to be 20% cooler, but that was last week before, so now it's not that time anymore. I love it here. No humidity, and hardly a bug to speak of in the ceiling, the phone, perhaps the refrigerator. Those kind of bugs. It's lovely here. The desert is something else. The big cities are bustling and booming, but I'm miles from that, thank God. Is materialism run wild in these parts too? But Jesus is big also. Material Jesus, that is, or Jesusless Christ. Jesus being something they can personalize. I'm amazed at how well off so many people are materially. Then I think of how well off I am. I'm one of the luckiest men on earth. And my heart swells with gratitude every day, and I would not trade what I have for everything that the world has to offer, my friends. This is true. I want to say so many things to whomever may see this segment, but it's so difficult to transmit the degree of intensity that comes when one has a certain muster to reach the ineffable, of which I am in possession of that. Perhaps the best thing to simply say is strive, strive! With all the force and zeal that you can, until the ineffable possesses, obsesses, and however the case may be with you. Above all, love is the ineffable. Cry out to the ineffable. Think of whom or what it is that you love more than anything else, and transpose the image and idea of the ineffable upon that, and it will make it easier for you to love the ineffable. If you do not give up, the ineffable will come, and then, my friends, unspeakable joy, bliss beyond telling, wonder upon wonder, an all-consuming thing. Be prepared for it to cost you everything, though I can tell you, you will receive much, much more than those things that you have misidentified as being important, and which have now been rendered unimportant and no longer accessible to you on a level of importance. I have been doing this broadcast earlier when I forgot that I had my traditional Bailey's and very fine coffee that I usually have on a Sunday morning, radio show or not. And so I had to stop everything I was doing and back out there and do that, and I should probably talk about some updated things that have happened. I've been in terrible pain lately, my friends. Physical pain. I don't know what it is. I wake up in the morning, my chest hurts so bad. But then I get up, and it doesn't hurt anymore. You know? So I don't know really what that means. If it meant I'm going to be checking out soon. Oh, Lord God, please let that be the case. But I tend to doubt that. Someone sent me a gift in the mail. What a wonderful thing. I don't receive many gifts, my friends, I must tell you. I don't know if what I do is really worth gifts and such, but I don't get many of them. But I get plenty of gifts from Ineffable, so who's complaining? Somebody sent me a Seagull Coastline, brand new, beautiful guitar. Great guitar. I don't play it with a shit, but anyway, that was a very nice thing, and thank you, my dear friend, for caring for me enough to send me that. That broke my heart. I opened it up. I didn't know what it was. And I went, and someone said, thank you for all that you do. And I know that you need a good guitar because you're, well, my Martin went kind of, you know. My Martin still works pretty good, but, you know, the pickups are busted up, and I haven't been able to afford to get it fixed. And I don't know. For some reason, I got another guitar with a pickup in it, and this is wonderful. So maybe times are changing for me, and maybe better things are to come. Anyway, I had a long talk with the doctor, lady, or some representative thereof on the phone today, who, and I'm not stupid, was feeling around to see if I'm suicidal or have thoughts of killing others. And I said, well, it depends on who you're talking about, because there are a number of people who deserve to be, you know. I said, you realize I'm joking, right? As far as my involvement in it, I said, but you realize there are some people who really the world would be better off without them. So, yeah, that thought crossed my mind, but not that I would be doing it. Write that down. These people, man. And she couldn't help herself. She had to ask me two or three more times. Her name was Nancy. She was a very nice lady. And we got into a pretty good dialogue, her and I guess. And, no, I don't think of killing myself. Sometimes I wish I were dead. But then, you know, I have my reasons. But I mean, I don't mean that in a really negative way. It's just being here ain't all that much fun. But I mean, look around me, and I have this wonderful place to live now, courtesy of another friend. And it's as much my house as it is theirs, they tell me. That this is my house for as long as I want a house to live in. Whatever guests I want to have come and visit. This here is what is called a casita. It is a private apartment that is part of a larger house. It's off by itself, and this person gave me this to, there's my little hammock. Things are backwards here, okay, but it's over there somewhere. And it's a lovely place to lay and to reflect upon existence. And, you know, we deceive ourselves and diminish the true returns by projecting an interpretation of the ineffable, by which we limit the divine and thereby wind up with something that is not divine. Embrace the truth that you will never know the divine, but you can still enjoy the ineffable. You don't have to know who the ineffable is to enjoy and to love the ineffable. You do not. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say a lot of the times about a whole lot of things. I don't think I'm very smart, and that's probably pretty obvious. I mean, I'm smart in some ways, but but I'm stupid in others. Do you know what I mean? Because if I was really smart, I would use the rather high intelligence level I've got, at least I'm told I do, to allow myself to prosper a little more in the material sense than I do, you know? And so then I wouldn't have these kind of problems with, you know, I went to Germany, I got married, and because of that, I got German health insurance. And so when I went to see the person at the German health, or at the embassy, wherever, he said, well, you won't be needing Medicare because you have this and da-da-da. This is better Medicare. You'll never need it. So I'm going to check you off for no Medicare. And I went, well, I don't know. And she went, no, it's best. Now I come here, I'm not married anymore, and I can't have Medicare because I denied it. But I didn't deny it. So now I got to go through all these threats trying to explain this. I don't know what's going on. It's getting so tiresome. And I can't pay for, you know, these medications, and mostly pain medications. I mean, I busted my hip up pretty badly, and I broke my leg sometimes for that. Somebody smacked the living crap out of my jaw. So I have, and I'm aging. And so all of these things together collectively add up to like not feeling at my best. Of course, I'm a joyful person, and my heart is uplifted all the time to the gratitude of the Lord giving me the opportunity to be here. That's questionable. But to allow me to be here as I am, to be the person that I am, when I could be so many other people. I could be some type of individual, like somebody just caught up in the material realm of things. I want this, I want that, and I don't really want anything but the inevitable. And in truth, that is all that any of us want or ever will want. Only we have convinced ourselves otherwise that we want something else. We have to think of the ineffable as a mirror in which you can see your true self. An exchange of love will take place because the ineffable is love. You're looking into the mirror of love, and love is looking back at you. And the more that you do that, the more that love will increase within you, within the capacity to express it, if you see what I mean. So your capacity for love becomes greater and greater and greater. And who do you see the ineffable in? You see it in each other. So now I find myself wherever I go, whoever I meet, I think I'm talking to the ineffable. And I want to show the ineffable my love. So I want to inquire about how this particular version of the ineffable's life is going, and try to encourage them and let them have a memorable moment in their life, because, you know, every day they run and yada, 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 you know. Nobody's coming in and patting them on the back and saying, thank you for being here and thank you for helping me and how you doing. And God rest your soul, and, you know, may you be at peace. My friends, be born anew. Whatever your pain may be, whatever your difficulty in this life may be born anew. Let the ineffable live in you, because whatever pain you have, the ineffable has given you for the purpose of your growth. And as you continue to grow, the pain will dissolve. And I will tell you this about love. Love consumes everything. Love consumes despair and darkness and hatred and all of the negative things that there are. But love also consumes pain. Love consumes everything that stands between us and the ineffable. And that indeed is what the ineffable does. The ineffable seeks to wipe out the personal and to allow the personal, impersonal to manifest and move through us. And so then, because we are impersonal, we reach the personal in everyone else. And they sense it. They feel it. They may not be aware of it right there at the moment, as I wasn't when I met a man on the beach. But later on, I went, whoa, whoa. And because of experiences I've had in this life over recent years, I realize the same thing happens to other people. when I'm in tune with them and actually exchanging with them something beautiful, something valid, something wonderful, which is what I really do try to do, my friends, honestly. It's all that matters to me anymore. And I don't mind if I'm suffering a little bit here and there. You know, it happens. And I mean, you know, why should I be singled out? You know, overly blessed more than another, you know. I must take my ration of the world's ills, I suppose. But it has been a little trialing, and there's a part of us that gets troubled because, well, this might be kind of serious because this keeps, you know, manifesting in this way or that way or another. And you go, but I assure you, my friends, in my heart right now, I just feel love. I feel good. And a little aches and difficulties, so this kind of thing is going to go away. Don't bother somebody else. Don't bother me. Because God's healing my problems. God's taking care of my problems. You know why? Because I have laid all my problems at the feet of the ineffable. I have laid all my problems in the hands of the ineffable. And the ineffable is thereby going to resolve my difficulties in the most perfect way that the ineffable always does everything in its most perfect way. And you have that to rely on, my friends. Whether you believe it or not, or whether your faith is not strong enough at this moment, I trust in this. Should you believe this, and should you live according to it, and should you strive after this, and put everything that you have into it, I assure you the returns will be incredible. And much like putting money into a bank, although not these days, not in these banks, as once may have been the case. Oh, my God. Oh, it's time. I got to go. I forgot. It's already way late. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I got carried away. Please, my friends, take these precious days that are given to you and seek the inevitable with all your heart and mind. This is one venture you will never regret. Okay. Come to the end of another whatever this is. And I'll see you next week if there is another week or whatever. And that said, greetings, my Lord friend, Ganesh. Much love, Lady Nature. Michum Ambu Guru Bawa. La ilaha il alaku. Om Amitabha. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Hare Krishna. If I left anyone out, I'm sorry. But you know I mean it. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and. God bless you, one and all. May your lives prosper. May good fortune fall in your lap. May it carry you through this life and into paradise, where I hope that I may have the opportunity to greet with you when that time comes. But now I must say it to you, I'm way over the line time-wise. God bless you, one and all.
He's long and tall and slender. And he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his eyes. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.